The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went to shore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him, and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
May the works that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please be seated. So, wow, how was your week? No offense to Mother Heather, I am really missing Mother Anita right now. I don't doubt that she would have a great pastoral message for all of us. You have me. Please. Please remember, Mother Anita has placed her faith and trust in me to be here doing this, and be kind. So, I was here a few weeks ago, and I talked about faith and fear and trusting in God. A lot's happened in these past few weeks. Let me remind you of today's first reading. Some of the lines from Jeremiah, an Old Testament prophet. "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture," says the Lord. And this was concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. "It is you who have scattered my flock and driven them away. And you have not attended to them, so I will attend to you for your evil doings. And I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing," says the Lord. Newsflash, the shepherds Jeremiah was referring to was the government of the people of Israel. But you knew that, right? I need to acknowledge the events of the past month. So much bad news in the world, so much bad news that's happened in the past month or so. During the prayers of the people, in just a few minutes, we will pray, as we do each week, for our nation's leaders. We need to pray for our current president and his predecessor. We need to truly pray for all the branches of government at all levels. that they may be led to wise decisions. Decisions that are for all people, not just the most vocal, not those shouting the loudest. Shouting has not and cannot lead to a civil discourse. That goes for our personal lives as well. Shouting should never be a valid option. As a couple, a family, a community, as a country, as a species, we need to talk and not give up hope. Keep talking, don't give up. Back to the shepherds. After passing judgment on these evil shepherds, God promises to shepherd himself and to raise up others from the house of David. In this promise, we can find hope for peace, rooted in the faithfulness of God as manifested in God's Messiah, Jesus. God is in control. Jesus is in control of everything. Good, bad, God is in control. We, as humans, we can see things as good or bad or evil, but that's our perception. We must have faith that God is in control. The Bible is rife with stories like those of Job, Joseph. We all know the story of Joseph, the one with the coat of many colors. He was sold into slavery by his brothers. He landed in prison, was there for many years. He ends up not just saving his brothers, but the whole land. But before that, he is subjected to many bad things from his perspective. God had a plan. God was in control. All our circumstances, all as humans, all of our circumstances are known to God. Our particular circumstances are God's tools in guiding our lives. Good or bad, good and bad. Whatever is happening in the world today, we must believe that God has a plan. If we can trust in God, we can trust that God has a plan. If we can have faith in God, we can do much. Give your fear to God. Trust in Jesus. You may not understand what's happening in your life, in our world, but God has a plan. If something seems wrong or evil, have faith. In whatever adversity you are facing, God is there. And God promised not to forsake us. And Isaiah, another Old Testament prophet, it said, fear this or not, but I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Have patience. Anxiety over what has happened, or what may be, or what is yet to come. Anxiety is fear. Have faith, not fear. God is in control. In Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day." As a child of God, remember that this whatever this is for you, whatever this is from God. My God, my Jesus, has a plan for each of us. Are we allowed to know what that plan is? No. Can we talk to God about that plan, about our hopes and our fears? Yeah, that's called praying. Again and again, every week, I will remind you to pray frequently, genuinely. Have that communication with God. To pray is to ask something of God and to deepen your relationship with Him. We need to trust that God is there and listening. You can take your rage, your pain, your fears to God. God can withstand our lack of understanding. God can be there with you as you face your fears. Just invite Him. Ask Him. Pray. God's already there listening. We can always trust in God. Pray for America. Have faith, not fear. Amen.